Mother's Day yesterday, obviously. My wife went away on Friday. Heavily pregnant wife. She's now up to week 32.
Gee, that is getting close.
That's cooked.
We are getting very close. She flew up to Sydney with her sister to see Hamilton. I got them a nice hotel.
Get them
nice
mask.
Hotel rooms. They went, of course they had to wear masks in Sydney. Of course, there were two cases. Got to wear a mask. They flew up there. It was the first time my wife had been away from our son, Charlie, for more than one night.
Ooh.
Oh, I want to say who coped worse, because as a Luch,
they were both whingy.
So hard. Oh, I bet.
They both missed each other so much. I go, why don't you guys just hang out and I'll go away again?
Again?
That seems to be the best combo for all three. Let me be alone and you two love each other. She went away and both have given me grief in the past about our TV rule in the house. Charlie gets 20 minutes a day.
He watched everything on the weekend.
He doesn't get to watch stuff outside of certain times. He gets to watch a few episodes of Bluey or an episode of Wiggles after his nap. 8:20 a.m. Saturday morning, TV's on. All right, I've got to get stuff ready, and you keep talking. I don't know how to stop this. TV's on. Don't know what my wife's doing. Don't know how she does it. Maybe she's lying, and he's just watching TV all the time. But we went to my parents' place on Saturday night, had a sleepover at Nana and Pa's house. Yes. I needed a hand.
I think that's so funny.
Did
you go out?
No, I didn't go out.
That would have been the best.
What if I just... Went and had some beers
drop and go.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
I just love that you do all that travel for stand-up comedy. Luch does it on her own. The second she's out of town, you're straight to mum and dad.
Mother's Day. Get to wake up there for Mother's Day. Yes. By the way, when I booked her the Hamilton tickets and the trip, it was a musical that's on in Sydney. I had to get them in September last year. Had no idea it would land on Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, nailed
it. Accidental, because it covered her birthday in October. And Mother's Day. Bang. What a
good
what a
win.
Gift.
Well done.
It ended, though, with Charlie and I waiting at airport pickup at Melbourne Airport last night, and had the windows down, and we played a game. We used to play a game called That's You, and we'd point out people to each other that were clearly – it was not us.
Not you,
so there was like an ad on a screen once that had Jason Statham, and I said, Charlie, that's you. And he found it funny because he's clearly not a 50-year-old English man. Mm-hmm. And then he won by pointing out a poster of Lizzo. And he said, Daddy, that's you. And so he wins. We didn't get to play that game anymore because how do you top that, right?
Yeah, you can't.
We're at the airport yesterday, windows down, and I was saying, is that mum? And there was a bodybuilder in a muscle gym singlet with two bags. I go, is that mum? And then he found what had to be a 90-year-old woman, the windows down, and he said, hi, mummy, happy Mother's Day. We got flowers.